Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to In the Arms of the Angels on Spiritual Connections Radio. Happy New Year to everybody. Can't believe it's 2017. Last year flew by. Ups, downs, dark night of the soul, beautiful blessings, all kinds of great stuff. Here we are for another great year with Dr. Connie within the Arms of the Angels. Of course, she'll be on normally the first Tuesday of every month at this time. And we're really excited to get the show started in a few minutes. Let me go ahead and give out a couple websites first before we get started. We are on the internet at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And as always, make sure to check out Dr. Connie's website at drconniesays.com. Dr. Connie Says. We're going to be taking callers. We have a number of callers in the call queue. We're really excited to have you. We'll get you lined up on the half hour. So thank you for dialing in early. And for anybody who wants to dial in and get a reading later, you can call in at 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. Dr. Connie, the floor is yours.
All righty. Thank you, Mark. Welcome, everyone. And I want to echo what Mark said to let you know that I'm very excited about 2017 and Happy New Year to each of you. Actually, 2017 holds the promise to be an excellent new year. This is a year to take control of one of the most vital parts of your well-being, and that is your thoughts. The Buddha said, "We are what we think. All that we are arises with our thoughts. With our thoughts, we make the world. And with your thoughts, you make your world, starting with your mental, emotional, and spiritual health." The foundation of making 2017 an excellent year is to ground yourself in the knowledge of how amazing you are. So what I'm going to say tonight and the insights that Spirit gave me to give to you tonight is just a seed. What you're doing tonight is you're just planting a seed of new growth. So what is said here is not meant to be a comprehensive dialogue of everything that needs to happen to get you up and running for 2017, but it is going to be an important foundational piece to make this year into what is going to be an excellent year, regardless of what you feel like your current situation is. So, having said that, again, the foundation of making 2017 an excellent year is to ground yourself in the knowledge of how amazing you are. King David in the Psalms said to the great Creator, "I will give thanks to you because I am so amazingly and miraculously made." Did you know that you are made of over 37 trillion cells? The solid human form that you see in the mirror is actually a massive network of cells, each having a specific purpose. Some make up your muscles, others your skin, bone, stomach, brain, heart, liver, lungs, and so on. These cells also have a communication system, what I think of as, I call them messenger cells, so that the cells know how to work together for optimal functioning. The messenger cells receive information from your thoughts, and inform the body how to respond. For example, I want you to close your eyes and I want you to take a deep breath. And I want you to think of how you feel when you are relaxed, when you're comfortable, when you're at peace. Your arms are loose. Your muscles are relaxed. Your breathing is deeper and slower. And take a moment to remember when you felt like this. When you felt like you were floating on a fluffy cloud. And you may even start, and your body may even start responding to the thoughts that you have. So what I'd like you to do while you're in this sort of relaxed state is take a deep breath and just exhale that peace into the universe with the intention of letting it touch every person, every plant, every animal, in a way of honoring your body and how your body can be relaxed and how it can just float with the natural rhythm that you have. So you may be actually sitting in Cleveland, but thinking of a relaxing beach in Hawaii, your body starts to think of itself as being on the beach, and it starts transitioning into a tranquil state. So, in other words, your body goes where your mind takes it. I have, when I was doing active psychotherapy, I would tell some of my clients who were very stressed on their job, I would tell them to go take a one-minute vacation. And to go, even if they had to go into the bathroom, and just breathe and imagine themselves to be in a tranquil, relaxing spot, even for 60 seconds. And if they could imagine themselves there, it's as if their body was responding to actually being at that place. So your thoughts are very powerful and can put you in a very relaxed state. Unfortunately, for many of us, this Zen state is the exception rather than our normal thought pattern. Face it, we all experience stress. When we incarnated into this lifetime, our spirit chose the lessons we needed to learn to continue our journey into enlightenment. And the struggle to learn life's lessons are often painful and stressful. That's why it's never a good idea to compare your life with somebody else's, because the struggles that you are having and the disappointments or the loss or the mountains that you seem like you're always having to climb are actually part of the life lesson that spirit chose for you, and you chose for you, you're the spirit that you are, chose for you when you came into this lifetime. So when we have problems, we are a choice. We can look at lessons, we can look at life problems as opportunities to learn what we came to learn. However, many get stuck in everyday problems, money, health, relationships, career. And instead of looking at these issues as life lessons, they become blocks to moving forward in our sacred journey. The thoughts regarding problems generate stress in the body and signal the messenger cells that a potential threat is at hand. You see, we still carry the ancient DNA from our ancestors, who were sometimes prey to the saber-toothed tiger. We have a system in place that alerts the body of danger, so we can adapt ourselves for a quick escape. We have replaced the saber-toothed tiger threat with events that we perceive as threats. The saber-toothed tigers we now face are rush hour traffic, unemployment, financial problems, being late to an appointment, having a boss we don't like or a spouse we don't get along with, wanting things that we feel like will make us happy. In other words, we look to the external environment for things that we hope will give us peace. And for many, stress, disappointment, and unfulfillment have become the normal way of feeling. So this is a little of what happens to your body. Now, this amazing and miraculous creation that you are, the thoughts that we have, this is what happens when we perceive danger or stress, and we get into a stressful anxiety moment. The messenger cells alert its 37 trillion brothers and sisters to go into defense mode. And when this happens, we automatically release hormones such as cortisol into our system. So our heart rate increases, more sugar is pumped into the blood, hormones are moved into the muscles so that you can run away or fight your enemy. Your digestion slows or stops. And instead of these big, deep, relaxing breaths that fill our entire lungs, we have these short, shallow breaths that are more like chest breathing. Now, this is just a little of what happens to our bodies when we experience stress. So have you ever seen a movie or you've watched something on the news or TV, a TV show, of being attacked and the chaos that ensues? Well, to a degree, that's what happens to your cells when the mind perceives danger. But whereas our ancestor could run from the tiger and return to the cave, allowing his or her body to return to a natural state of rest, we often cannot run. So we sit at work hours of the day at a job we don't like. We argue with family members. We stay in relationships that no longer serve us. We sit in traffic, worrying we are going to be late and the possible consequences. We replay arguments or stressful events, either in our minds or by telling them to multiple people. Some people even Facebook them. In other words, we simmer in stress soup. We are hypervigilant, waiting for the next unfortunate event to befall us. The body was not meant to maintain a high level of hyperalert. The hormones that pump into the body are toxic if they stay in the system for too long, and they will begin to manifest evidence of ill health, emotionally, physically, or both. So the question is, are you simmering in stress soup? Here is evidence of prolonged stress on the body. Muscle aches. Sometimes your muscles get very tense. They're achy, or you get a muscle twitch. Headaches. Stomach upset or ulcers, heart disease, you can't concentrate, it's hard to problem solve, you have feelings of being overwhelmed, anxiety, depression, anger, fear, frustration, asthma, obesity, diabetes. Some medical people even say that Alzheimer's disease is a cause of chronic stress. So what do? Some turn to drugs and alcohol, which is only a brief respite at best, or Western medicine. 70% of the United States population is on at least one prescription drug, and usually they are on more than one. 2017 is a wake-up call to pay attention to our bodies. Drugs mask the symptoms. For example, when I was in active psychotherapy, many of my clients were taking antidepressants. And for most, the drug was effective. Their depression appeared to go away. And because they felt better, some quit taking their medication, and the depression soon returned. Don't get lulled into thinking your physical problem is resolved by taking medication. Because if you abruptly stopped taking the medication, the symptoms would return. The medicine is doing for you artificially what your cells were meant to do naturally. Also, don't get caught up thinking that certain medical maladies run in your family, and it's only a matter of time before you are affected. Bruce Lipton, in his book Biology of Belief, offers scientific proof that our thoughts are more powerful than our genetic makeup or family medical history, and we are not necessarily victim to our biology. So 2017 is asking all of us to become aware of how we feel physically and emotionally and make a commitment to pour love into cells that desperately need it. I'm not asking you to throw away your medication. I'm asking you to be aware that your cells need attention. And as you care for them and listen to divine guidance on lifestyle changes, you will see a change. And it is quite possible you will not have to take the medication. So there is hope. 2017 can be an excellent year. You control your well-being. Instead of looking through the lens of fear, frustration, and disappointment, you can change the lens. As William James said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. It is not what is happening in your life that is the problem. It is that you perceive the event as a problem. We run on autopilot when it comes to our thinking. Most of our thoughts are habitual and lie in our unconscious. When I'm teaching classes on Sigmund Freud, and he has three different layers of consciousness, I always draw an iceberg on the board. And about maybe a third of the way down, I'll draw a line. And the top third being our conscious thought, what we're aware of, what we're seeing, what we're feeling, you know, what's going on around us at that moment. Two-thirds of what we're thinking lies in the unconscious. So it's not something that we're readily aware of that we're thinking. So Aaron Beck is the founder of cognitive therapy. He called them what Sigmund Freud called unconscious thoughts. Aaron Beck called them automatic thoughts. And what this is when life events happen, there's a corresponding thought that accompanies it that, again, we're not even aware of. It's kind of like a knee-jerk thought. So, for example, something happens and what our body is thinking, even if we're not aware of it, what we're sending, the messages that we're sending into our body, into our cells. We're giving the message that life is hard. Things will never change. We give the message that I'm afraid. I'm fearful that things are just never going to work out. I'm sad. If I'm sitting at work, I'm sitting there going, I don't even like this job. I don't even like the people that I work with. I don't even know what I'm doing here. We give the message, I don't have enough, or I'm not enough. So the way to start shifting out of a mindset that you don't know that you're aware of is to ask for guidance in how to make healthy change and then take manageable steps towards your goal. So to make 2017 an excellent year, one thing that you can do, again, is remember who you are. Amazingly and miraculously created. Ground yourself in the truth that you carry the DNA of the great creator. That your natural state is one of being at rest and having faith in the design of your life. Because remember, you chose it. When you chose to incarnate at this time, you chose to come in with certain lessons that you needed to resolve in order to become the highest you can be and move toward enlightenment. And according to Caroline Misson's Sacred Contracts, we actually choose some of the people that we bring into our lifetime. We choose people that wound us. We choose people that just irritate us. We choose people that hurt us because they are the ones that are giving us the biggest life lessons. Some of the most challenging people in our life are the people that we have asked to come into our life, because if we can learn to love, if we can learn to forgive, if we can learn to stand in our peace in the midst of and learning how to forgive these people that have wounded us goes a long way toward our spiritual growth. So make a daily or maybe multiple times a day decision to align your will with the universe and trust that you will be guided in the right steps and that what you need will appear. That doesn't necessarily, or it means financially, it means things in your life that you need to sustain you physically, but it also means spiritually, so that if there is a spiritual healing that you need or a past life regression that would help or other ways of giving you information so that you can heal, when you begin asking for the direction that the universe wants you to go, those other things will also pop up. So you'll get your material needs met, but you'll also get your spiritual needs met if you are aligning what you, your desire to be on the path of your, of where you feel like that the universe wants you to go and where you want to go, because again, you incarnated to be here at this time to make this journey, you know, in the first place. So as many times a day as you need to remind yourself that the decision to align with the universe and trust that you will be guided and pursue your dreams, even if you don't know how to get started or where the next step is, ask the universe for specific direction. Your dreams are a part of you. Honor them, nourish them. Don't allow yourself to become fearful or despondent. One of the Old Testament writers said, "The Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still." And it's hard for many people to sit and breathe and just commune because we feel like we're so busy. But remember that 37 trillion cells in turmoil will most certainly make it harder to hear the still small voice of spirit. So look at it this way. When you are with someone you love, do you yell at them in routine conversations to try to get their attention? Of course not. In fact, the more intimate the moment, the softer the voice. God loves us intimately. In fact, love is all God knows. We are spoken to in the sweet voice a parent uses when lovingly speaking to a child, or the way that lovers communicate. We must quiet ourselves and listen. When you find yourself thinking a thought that causes distress, replace it with a thought that makes you feel better. It could be a quote, a song, a mantra, a spiritual passage. Remember, your body is going to respond to the input it receives, and the input comes from your perception of your problems. I really like what Catherine Ponder says when it comes to turning problems over to the universe. She says, I have unshakable faith in the perfect outcome of every situation in my life, for I am allowing God to be in absolute control and guide me in all proper actions. You can call on Archangel Jophiel, J-O-P-H-I-E-L, Jophiel. She is the angel of beauty. She can help you with creating and maintaining beautiful thoughts. One of the card decks I have is the Messages from the Angels deck by Doreen Virtue. And one of the angel messages is from Vanessa. And she counsels, to make your decision, ask yourself, which brings me closer to my divine purpose, and which way takes me away from it. And a friend of mine would say, she would ask herself during the day, is what I'm doing right now moving me in the direction that I want to go? So in closing, before we start the readings, and if anyone, again, is desirous to have a card reading, I'll be using my Archangel cards tonight. By all means, give us a call. So in closing, as nature aligns to the seasons, the ebb and flow of the oceans, the guidance of the sun and moon, may we align with where we are on our journey as the embodiment of love, peace, acceptance, and recipients of the guidance of God, so that we may experience 2017 as an excellent year. So sometime soon, Mark is going to come back on.
Oh, that's my
and
cue,
there he
huh?
is. That's your cue.
Ta-da!
You're always so good. You're always so good. You always just hop right back in there.
Yeah, sometimes I got to, like, click off of the switchboard, and I have to unmute my microphone. And
No one said it's easy. No one said it's easy.
So I have to go gather a couple names, but I do have somebody that's ready. But let me go ahead and just do the break message and just let everybody know to go check out DrConnieSays.com, her website. Check out her services. And if you didn't get the number before, you can call in for a reading now at 646-716-9663. Dr. Connie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Donna, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Dr. Connie. How are you?
Hi, Donna. How are you? I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I wanted to see about getting an angel reading. I would like to meet someone. You know, it's been a few years since I have been in a relationship. And, yeah, I feel like I'd like to be in a one-on-one committed marriage.
Alrighty. You know, I don't see any blocks. I think it's a matter, I'm going to pull the cards, but I think it's a matter of time. A lot of times we have to go through certain life lessons, like I was saying before, and certain things that we need to, the universe wants to clear out so that we're ready to meet that person, but I don't get, when I look at your aura, I don't see any blocks in it. So
great.
That's a good thing. Okay. Part of being married is actually your life purpose, in the sense that it's one of the dreams and the goals that you want. And in order to be a to fulfill all of that, then the partner that the universe is going to bring in is part of your life purpose, and part of being married fulfills your life purpose. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So just keep believing and trusting that this guy is going to come in. I don't think you're going to have to do a lot. Like I said, it looks like that the way is wide open. It's just a matter of the timing of him coming in. So just continue to believe and trust and keep your thoughts positive. But sometimes the waiting gets to be kind of difficult. You know, we start doubting and start saying, oh, well, I guess I was just dumb to think about that. But keep your thoughts positive. And pray for him every day. Pray for him every day. You can talk to your higher self can talk to his higher self.
Oh.
So, yeah, absolutely. So your higher self, and so you can actually, you know, pray for him. You can bless him. You can, you know, make him as much a part of your thinking as you can, and then at the right time he will come in.
Oh wonderful. Oh I didn't know that about talking to him. Well I'll definitely do that. Right.
Absolutely. And yeah, and you just, yeah, I mean, just whatever is for the highest of both of you, then you've got your higher selves can have that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Great. Well, wonderful. I'm excited.
Yeah, you should be.
Yeah. Okay. And did they, so this will probably, yeah, like you said, it'll probably go into a marriage then. Yeah, because that's where I'm going to find my purpose. Like.
That's correct.
Okay.
So what you don't want, what they don't want you to do is compromise and say, gee, I really wanted to get married, but I guess I'm only going to have to, you know, shame on the weekends or something. It's not going to be like that.
Yeah, good. Good. Because I want a best friend companion.
Absolutely. That's part of
And I'm older now.
Well, yeah. That's okay. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 62 now. You know, going to go into retirement ages. Yeah, we could look after each other.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. God bless you, and I'm very excited for you.
Thank you so much. Have a happy new year.
Thank you, and the same to you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let's go ahead and bring Melvin on. Melvin, you're on with Dr. Connie.
Hi. Thank you for taking
my
call.
Hi, Melvin. How are you? Yes, sir. My pleasure. What can we do for you tonight?
Yes, ma'am. I just have a question about I was injured on my job back in July of last year, and I fell at the department store and where I work at, and I'm going through. I have been through all kinds of tests and different physical therapy and all of that, but. They cut my hours, and I'm having problems paying my rent on time and my utilities. And by saying that, I just want to know, do you see me get my rent taken care of for this month and next month? Hopefully, do you see any money or anything coming my way or whatever my situation? It's a lot, but this month.
No, I understand. I'm going to pull some cards,
okay. But
the sense that I'm getting is that this has something to do with a past life.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with that at all? Past life?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Uh-huh. So you're not looking at the big picture. There's a life lesson to be learned here And I would suggest that you, when you pray, that you ask for the specific direction on where to go to get more information about this past life, because it's your accident was not an accident, and therefore everything that's coming up for you is not an accident. So if you look at it from that perspective, whatever is supposed to happen is going to happen. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
So, but what I'm being told is for you to find a spiritual person that can do like a past life regression and find out what this issue is that brought up your injury so that you can heal the past, and that will take care of the future or the present for you. Okay.
Okay.
Do you understand all that?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. All right. Having said all that, all right. So Michael has three things for you. First off, he told you that this situation is already resolved. So your finances, your rent, your utilities are all going to be taken care of.
Wow.
He's asking you to give your worries and cares over to him and to continue to ask him for guidance in how to resolve the past life issue that this is. But he's telling me that the situation that you're in is already taken care of. Because when we get injured and we don't feel like people are, we get into fear, and people don't treat us well because they're in fear, so they're not going to give you as much work, and your landlord wants his rent, and your utility people want their money.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's running in fear. So what Michael's asking you to do is be sure every day that you surround yourself with like a divine protection.
Yes, I do. Yes,
so
I
do you? Okay, good. He's reminding you then to be sure to be very faithful with shielding yourself. Because as you're going through this, you are more sensitive spiritually.
Yes.
You're more open, so you're more easily a victim for psychic attack and a fear of other people.
Right.
I mean, other people's energy. So be sure that you're shielding yourself. And the last thing that he's asking you to do is focus not only on your physical health, but on your divine health.
Yes.
So again, he's asking you to see the bigger picture and to look at the message and the life lesson that's available for you here, and focus as much as you obviously want to keep your bills current, to also don't lose focus that there is a bigger reason for what's going on with you.
Wow. Okay. Does he say anything on a time frame when finances?
He's telling me it's part of the reason that he's not telling you is that it's a trust and faith issue.
Yeah.
And because part of this irritant, like a rocking shoe, part of this feeling that you're having of something's just not right, part of this spiritual discomfort is what is going to drive you to the spiritual person that's going to be able to resolve not only your current situation, the finances, but your bigger situation of the life lesson that you need to learn.
Right.
So if the universe said, here, take your money and run, then you would be less likely to stay focused on, yeah, but I want to learn the whole big picture, not just this one little slice.
Right. Okay. How would it come out for me with my lawsuit that I have on this company?
sir? I'm sorry.
How will it come out for me with this lawsuit that I have on this company?
He said that everything's. Michael's telling me that all of this has been, all of it's been taken care of. That the situation is already resolved. It's like the in another like out in the I don't know how to say it. In the physical environment that we're in, there's a spiritual environment. In the spiritual environment, everything has already been taken care of. The rent's been paid. The utilities are current. The lawsuit's been resolved. But it takes time for the what's in the spiritual realm to get to the earthly realm. And that's why Michael wants you to be focused not only on your physical health, but on the divine happenings that are going around you.
Okay.
It's like you're in the eye of the tornado and everything's spinning around you and you can't see anything. But once you get on the other side of the tornado, it's all calm and peaceful and everything's there. So everything's there for you. You just need to hold tight while the universe brings it to you.
Okay. Yeah, I understand. Okay. Wow, thank you so much for that.
You're welcome, sir. My pleasure, and God bless you. I understand your situation more than you know.
Yeah. Okay. You have a blessed night. Thank you. Thank you both.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
All righty. Lisa, you're on the air with Dr. Connie.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. Thank
you.
Oh,
you're so welcome. You're so welcome. How can we help you tonight?
Thank you very much. I wanted to know, I'm working on trying to start a little business, and somebody in my life has said that they will financially support it until I become self-supporting. So I'm wondering what you see around that energy.
I'm going to go ahead and shuffle the cards, but Michael just told me that you already know. And the very fact that you had to ask is may suggest to you that there's questions that you have. But Michael just told me that you already know the answer to the question. But I'm going to pull the cards anyway.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Don't you just take that when people say, no, you already know the answer. Okay.
It's really hard to know the answer on this because sometimes we reach the goal that we set out to, this other person and I, and then sometimes not, and on certain things. So I just, I'll wait to hear what you pick up from the cards.
And this isn't, there's no romantic anything involved in this, right?
Like a relationship kind of.
Okay.
Sort of.
Yeah, because part of what's going on with you two is the romance that's going on between you two.
It's not real romance. It's
But romance in the sense of even if it's bringing out your own sense of beauty and passion and all of that, being with this person at this point, even if it may not be physical or if it whatever it is, what the romance angels are doing, that are bringing out in you the goddess that you are.
Oh, I wish.
So, not even. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a part of my life I'm manifesting too, but I put that, you know, that's not a priority right now.
Well, it all works in to being the woman that you want to be in this business. Part of the romance is the passion that you feel about life and yourself is what gets translated into your business.
Yeah.
Because there's aspects of this business that is your life purpose, and it's why you came to this life at this time.
Yeah.
So there's there's the desire for the universe for you to jump into this without any fear and without all the question marks and just dive into it. But the vehicle that you're going to use to dive into it is the passion of just enjoying being able to create that thing out of nothing.
Yeah.
So Michael's asking you to don't be so afraid and put up blocks that may not be there. Oh, this may happen. Oh, this happened in the past. Oh, maybe this person is not going to. So that what that does is it keeps you focused on the what ifs, as opposed to just driving into the passion of the importance for you right now is the passion of creating.
Yeah.
And the passion of kind of, and that will draw a spark in for you to become alive as well.
Yeah.
Just sort of dust yourself off and get out there.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I do see I see a fire. I see a spark. I see a flame. So this is definitely the thing for you to be doing right now.
Okay.
Because it's going to make you come alive, and the energy that you put into this business, the energy that you put into yourself translates, and it is going to help other people. So it's really vital that you do this.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
So you see that individual staying as a source to help?
Yeah, I see the individual as a source to help in two ways. One is there's a spark, again, it's a spark of a romance. Again, maybe not a physical romance with this person, but sparking something within you. And aspects of this business is your life purpose. So this individual will support you in that. The downside of this is you allow the history of this individual to put up blocks, so you get more caught up in the what if than you do in, I'm just going to jump in there with both feet and do this.
Yeah. I'm doing everything I possibly can on a physical level, you know, the responsibilities to make it, to do everything to make it happen. But
yeah,
I see what you say as far as, you know, the worries or, you know, the concerns.
Well, that was the whole reason that you asked me was there were times in the past it didn't work. So So quit focusing on the what if and just take that little piece of fear and set it aside. Move into your passion, move into yourself.
Okay.
And put that into the business, and whatever needs to happen with the money and all this will come when it's supposed to.
Oh, good. Oh, wow. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're so welcome.
I love listening to your opening talk too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's hard not getting not having an audience or seeing anybody, so sometimes I wonder if even anybody's out there, so I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. No, it's so true. Sitting in traffic or sitting in a work arena and looking around and thinking, oh, you know, I don't want to be here with these people. you know, that kind of thing, you know.
Right. Well, thank you. You have a blessed blessed New Year.
You too.
Okay,
Thank you so much.
All righty. Let's bring on Ellen. Ellen, you're on with Dr. Connie.
Hello, Dr. Connie. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You? Yes, ma'am.
Fine.
How can I help you tonight?
Well, like the prior caller, I'm a big fan of yours.
Thank you.
I've been listening for a while. Yes, and you are not listening to nothingness. I mean, people are listening. There are a lot of people. Your voice is not going out to just the empty air. Don't worry about that.
Oh, great. Thank you. That's good to know.
I guess my question is, I would just like to have a message from my angels and guides. I have nothing specific. I do think that they're trying to communicate with me. I guess I would like to know better exactly what they want me to know.
You know what? You have, I'm being told to use my goddess cards. You have a lot of feminine energy around you. Part of it is your ancestral women. These are women in your bloodline, but they're also your spiritual connected family.
Okay.
So part of your, let's see, I don't know why, usually I don't, I'm not asked to search that, sorry, hang on. Oh, okay. Well, you're very powerful. I don't know what you do in your life work, but you have the capacity to reach out and help, especially women. You in your past life, you've been a high priestess, so you've had a lot of spiritual wisdom and a bit of medical wisdom, actually. And a lot of that has been downloaded to you in this life. So you have the capacity to be a leader. You have the capacity to stand in a mass of knowledge, whether you're aware of all of it or not. It may be something that's going to open up to you over time. But you are a very, very powerful lady. Because you are so powerful, it may be easy for you to do everything yourself. Because you know how to do it. You know how to do it the way you like to have it done. And maybe in the past you've been disappointed because people haven't been there for you. But one of the goddesses is named Green Tara. And she is asking you to start letting other people help you. Because when you are a very strong woman, it's difficult to receive. If you've been disappointed, it's difficult to receive. And part of standing in your power is not only knowing when to give, because you're a great giver, but also having the capacity to be able to receive with grace and comfort. Because it's very uncomfortable a lot of times to be on the receiving end. So as you are standing in your power, there's also the flexibility of being able to give to people as well as receive. And that there's going to be times when you're going to feel very energetic and it's going to be very easy for you to manifest and do all these things. And it's going to be times when your emotions may ask you to kind of step back and rest. So it's very important for you. Hang on, I'm thinking. I see you standing very tall and erect. So it's sometimes difficult to be in the ebb and flow of maybe not being able to receive or needing some help as opposed to being the one that's in charge. Does that make sense?
Very much so, yeah.
Okay.
And I do try to do it on my own. I'm considered part of my being independent, yeah.
Well, being independent doesn't mean that you can't have help. And being asking for help doesn't mean you're weak. But what's going to happen with you is you're resisting. There's an energetic flow that's around you, and because you're so rigid, you're resisting it. And
okay,
so I'm sorry?
I didn't realize that. I'm considered rigid. No, I'm listening.
No,
you're
standing rigid, because what I'm seeing you is standing very straight and very erect and very tall, but there's not a lot of flow. And so there's an energetic pull, just like with the tides. There's a pull, there's a give and a take, and there's a time to relax, and there's a time to kind of be strong, but you don't have a balance of that. So that's why you're also being asked to let other people help you out, even though it may feel funny to begin with. It'll give you that natural sense of being able to sway with the tide.
Thank you. I'm going to have to re-listen to this. I guess my, standing straight, as you put it, standing erect, is it that I give off the appearance that I don't want help, and I kind of like, I give off
those
vibes? Is that?
Probably.
And I have to learn how to be able to be more receptive and also appear more receptive to help.
Well, I think part of that is the ebb and the flow. It's sort of like breathing in and breathing out. There's a natural giving and a natural receiving. And you have feminine energy that surrounds you that's going to support you. So it's not a you thing, it's a we thing. It's a we, the feminine energy, and the feminine ancestral lineage that you have. They will help you and support you, not only your biological lineage, but your spiritual lineage. And what I'm asked to tell you is, if there are any women that you know that have gone before you, whether like Mother Teresa, for example, somebody that knew how to give it, knew how to be humble and give and receive and that kind of thing, call on them and talk to them and bring their spirit in.
Okay.
But you're not doing anything wrong, per se. I don't want you to think that you're being, bad or something. It's just optimally the giving and the receiving will help you manifest more of the feminine energy that is what you wanted to promote when you came into this body.
Wow. Thank you. This is a very deep message, and I'm sure I'm going to have to listen to it at least twice to get it. Thank you. Thank
you're
you,
very
Dr.
welcome.
Connie.
My pleasure. My pleasure. You're very welcome.
Okay. Thank you, Ellen. All right. Is it Catherine or Kathleen?
Catherine.
Okay. You're on with Dr. Connie.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. Hi. Good. Thank you, Dr. Connie. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How can we help you this evening?
I have a project, a media project that I've started. It starts with the letter I, and I was wondering if you see either Eric, Rick, or Stanley coming on board to help me propel it forward.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
I am going to pull some cards, but what I see is Archangel Michael standing behind you and supporting you on getting this project up and running. regardless of whether these guys come on board or not, Michael is very invested. Archangel Michael is very invested in you pursuing this project. So, having said that, Michael wants you to not be afraid that whether somebody comes in or doesn't come in, or whether it looks like things are going to go or going, you know, in the direction that you want. What Archangel Michael wants you to do is to let go of the fear and to know that things are going to naturally unfold that is for your highest and for the highest of this project. You don't have to rush. He's telling you to take your time making decisions. He's asking you to take your time with bringing people on board or bringing certain aspects of the project on board, because you're not going to run out of time. You have, you can be relaxed as you approach your project, because it has Michael's rubber stamp of approval on it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
He's also asking you to be very positive. And what I would do, or what you might want to do, is just envision the project already complete. And envision the people around you smiling and congratulating each other, and the camaraderie and the union of the people that have been brought together to create this project. So in your mind, already imagine that the project is a success, because Michael's already got a thumbs up, and just allow it to, as you feel inspired to do certain things or bring certain people on, then that's when you do it.
Mm. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. That was beautiful. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Saint Michael a lot. Thank you.
Good. Well, he's right there with you. All your prayers have been heard and answered.
Thank you so much.
Well, good luck to you. This is pretty exciting.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. Good luck to you. Happy New Year. Thank you.
Thank
so
you.
Much.
Happy New Year to you. And you're welcome.
Thank you. God bless
you. Okay. Thank you for calling.
And you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Dr. Connie, that's another show. Boy, I tell you, the hour goes fast.
It does.
All right, we have you geared up to be on February 2nd, Thursday, February 2nd.
All righty, I'll be here.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening to In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie McNeil. Make sure to check out our website at drconniesays.com. All right. Good night, Dr. Connie.
Good night, Mark. Good night, all.